But
I was just trying to find a name that fit me, and it just seemed like everybody had a cool ass name or some nickname or something they flipped. Like Cosby Q, he always used to wear Cosby sweaters, and his name is Quentin, so it's Cosby Q. Like, oh, that shit cold. Tulo, he used to be like flirt with girls in his Spanish class, so his teacher called him Tulo. That's like Spanish for pimp. It's just like, oh, that's cold. You got a story. And I felt like I just didn't have nothing. But I felt like part of my brand is just being as genuine and as authentic as possible. So my music is literally a reflection of me, so I might just have to be my name. So I did J Wood, like J is my initial. And my last name is Woodley, so I just dropped the Lee. Wood. But I spell it out like J-A-Y because I had a cousin who, I was in seventh grade, and he got killed by the police. He got shot in the head, and it just like, he didn't have to get shot in the head. Like, he could have lived, but it was just like, it was like, really like, police was really on that. So, that was the first time someone like, in my life, young, died. Usually it was like some old, like great-great-aunt or someone I only seen maybe 3 times in my life. So I wasn't really connected to but like that funeral was like really tough. Not for me, I wasn't that close to him, but it was just like I seen everybody else really going through it, like really crying. Cause he had like a 2-year-old son, he was like 30 years old, he was young. Like it wasn't his time to go, but he got taken, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
But afterwards, they was giving all his stuff away, like his shoes and stuff like that. And his mom gave me his comforter. It's like a black comforter with like dragons on it. I still got it to this day. And then she was just like, his name was Jay. Jonathan J. Jones. So all his initials was Jay, so they called him Jay. And then she was just like, Jay brought home a lot of girls to this comforter. So you gotta live up to the standard. And she gave it to me.
Oh no, she didn't.
And at the time you gotta realize, bro, like, I'm in seventh grade. I had cornrows. I had glasses. I was nerdy. I didn't know how to dress. It was just really, I was like, damn, I cannot live up to this. Like, why are you putting this pressure on me? So it was just like, I felt like it's kind of like a shout out to him in a way,
yeah.
Paying homage.
I feel that.